What's up, niggas and niggas? This is your boy Young Lumphead, aka the King Suss and Devil, here with my man Delio.
How y'all doing today?
Shout out. You see, I got a new format. Y'all see, I got a couch now. You know, we making big moves.
Leveled up.
Got furniture and shit now. This my old college dorm mate. He gonna tell y'all how we was punching on niggas in the art institute, how we was bullying niggas.
Surviving the trenches
living, above H&M.
Living with infestation of everything.
Roaches, all types
rats.
Of shit. We was doing it bad in college, but you know, niggas got their degrees and diplomas. They ain't worth nothing, but we gonna talk about it. Introduce yourself, bro.
Well, my name Dell from PA. Shout out to PA. Shout out to Lehigh Valley. Shout out to all the essential workers working during this hard time. Shout out to, you know, everybody just living, chasing their dream. It's a blessing. A blessing to be here today. And thanks for having me.
All right, fuck all that shit. So shout out to the niggas in India. You already know my Indian niggas, my Ajeebs out there.
Oh, V's Co. I'm sorry, V's Co. Shout out to V's Co. My Sour Patch, my son, my fault, bro. I just remember.
He said shout out to my Cinnamon Apple. Shout out to my girl. I love her. You know that's out here. No, but shout out to my shower patch.
I know, you know, that's going to be an argument. You don't say nothing. You already know. It's like, oh, here we go. You know, we got to save them some.
That's shout out for my love muffin. No, shout out to the niggas in India listening. Right at this point, half the people listening to the shits in India. You already know.
Yo, shout out to them.
Big Ajeeb shit. You already
Thanks
know. Falafel over rice, extra white sauce. Fucking with y'all heavy. You know what I'm saying? The Quickie Mart, my favorite store. Shout out to the niggas in India. No, real rap. The Quickie Mart be litty, bro.
It do. It saved lives.
Shout out to the niggas in India.
Always open.
Once again, shout out to the niggas in the UK. We got niggas in Paris and listen. You already know. Big wee shit. You
bonjour,
know what I'm saying?
Bonjour.
Vous vous appelez va. You already know.
Respect,
what I'm
respect big
Spin
love.
That shit. Shout out to the two niggas in Canada. You know what I'm saying? Brr, I know it's cold out there. But let's get straight into it, boy. No homo. No. Once again, no homo. How did we meet? Nah, because it's gonna stay on pause.
It sounds like some
gay shit.
How
we meet? Like it's some next shit, right? But go ahead, bro. We met
from, you know, the Art Institute of Philadelphia. You know what I'm saying? Two artists trying to find our way up, evolve, learn new things.
Now you was putting me on. I remember. When I first, cause you already lived in that. How long you already went to that joint for like a year or something, right?
I think so. Yeah, I was like fourth quarter, maybe fifth.
Yeah, you was like in that joint, and they gave me the keys. Like, yo, it's your roommate, and I was like, damn, this nigga got this big ass jacket on. But it was your chef joint,
and I seen you had all these texts. I'm like, oh boy, about to be trouble. He about to come in here punch on everybody, everything. He about to be reckless. Where he from? He from where? Yeah, I already know what it was.
Yeah, no, you was chilling though. Then like I don't know, you remember I moved in. I just slept on the couch the whole time. I didn't even sleep in the room.
You never slept in none of the rooms. The first time I was in that closet room, right?
Yeah, you was in the closet.
I was in that closet room. It had no windows.
Yeah, that shit was like the gutter, bro. That shit was the project, bro.
It was dark.
I remember you told me, I'm like, yo, bro, this shit on dirty and fucked up. You're like, nah, nigga, I just came from a room that was flooded with mice. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? He was like, yo, I was living in a bando. I'm like, man, I was living in a bando on this joint.
Holes in the wall. Had holes in the wall. No hot water. For a while, it's like, you can't even, you know what I'm saying, the hot water would go off.
And you talking about the dorm, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the show, you said the last dorms was trash, was fucked up. I said, being that, John.
It was terrible.
Remember when the niggas left towards the end? We took them niggas' Xbox?
Yeah, we kept that. We kept playing it.
They had money. Them niggas just left.
They just dipped.
I never
seen them.
I think niggas was good
as a sign. It was like their third or fourth week, and after that, they went ghost.
But they had like the elite joint too. Like they had a crazy ass joint,
brand new.
Straight just burnt them niggas,
brand
bro.
New.
That's just for the.
That was a gift from the heavens. They ain't want that. You know what I'm saying.
They boy had all the games and shit too. I ain't even tell you fucking some shorty I was messing with at the time. She broke that shit. She scratched. She was bro. She fucking scratched circles in my shit, bro. That shit was bad.
I wonder why.
Bro, because I was so loyal to her.
Loyalty over everything.
She couldn't handle how loyal I was. That's what really happened.
And it was the expanded loyalty that destroyed it. You know what I'm saying? It was too much. It was overflowing. You know what I'm
saying? Fuck out of that nigga. Loyalty. Talk about how when we, the Art Institute used to have three buildings. They used to be all in downtown Philly, like 15th and Chestnut.
Shared them with normal people. We paying top bread, going broke, working two jobs.
It was like one like near Redington Square, like the one that Ron and them used to live at.
Yeah, and it had regular people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was a mixture of regular people.
And they still was trying to control
students,
people.
But we all lived together in the same joint.
and went to the same school.
So remember, they start closing the buildings. They all moved to the one building. I got the white boy to get us to get, like, so we could pick our room and shit. And that's when we was living above H&O. And then you drawled on the situation. You kept eating that nigga Reese cups.
Nah, I ain't eat them.
You was you big bad wolf.
I had about I had about like one third of them.
So white boy dad used to go to Costco and just buy him a bunch of shit, right? Like
the big box,
like a 60 piece, like a large ass just amount
for the squad. And he said, "Help yourself,
help yourself,
help yourself." So we was like, "All right, you sure?" He said, "Of course, no problem."
So he left for like a week and a son. I go in the joint, had the box missing. Or Del, I mean, Del, like, y'all already took.
I left that weekend as well. I come back. He like, bruh, he think he going to notice. Half, it's layers. So, you know, it's layers. About 16. It's like, what was it? 8x8? Whatever, it's 8 layers. Like, 16 of them was gone. No, then he's like, you think he going to notice? No. So, he going to get the rest of the squares and try to put it to make it seem fuller.
Our court.
Then remind you, boy ain't say one word. I think I take two or maybe eight the most. You had like 16 or 20 of them drawn. I took like maybe eight. Then I grabbed one more. He said, Dell, you can't be doing this. Like, you eating too many. Like, I want some. Remember his food used to be so stale because he would never eat it.
No, let me remind you how much nut ass nigga you is. You took his Reese cups and you was restacking them so it could look like they wasn't eight or some shit.
I wasn't the big bad wolf. You know, if they were four by six, he
would put them 3x8. The box still looked full. Them
and was proud. You said, I don't give no flying fucks. You said, I ain't give no fucks. Wind up eating all of them. You ate all of them. He ain't say nothing. I had one. He like, Ardell. And I, you know, I'm calm. You know what I'm saying? I said, okay.
All right, what about them hamburgers? No, I wasn't eating
yeah,
meat
back
then.
Yeah, you ain't eat meat back then.
You was fucking his hamburgers up.
I was checking up. I ain't gonna lie.
Niggas,
I had like four of them at a time.
Niggas was going ham on white boy shit. Because we niggas grew up poor and we never had none. His dad bringing him all this shit. Was delectable.
It was rich to us. Because we never came from that. We did not come from that.
We had all name brand shit, too.
Name what? The best of the best.
These are real Oreos? These are Ritz crackers. Oh, I used to eat.
This is 100% beef burgers?
Bro, I used to cream in between. What? Nigga had Oreos. What? Nigga, I was impressed.
The dollar store hot dog.
He was eating good. So I remember at the youth took advantage and bullied him, took his pride all down, was all just housing him and shit. So me and him used to share the same apartment room. Like, we had one big room together and shit. And ain't gonna lie, my side used to be dirty as shit. But that's because what I was doing.
Dirty wasn't the word. He was like, this is my room. You ain't going to say nothing to me.
Bro,
you're not going to say nothing to me.
He stay home all day.
If you say something to me, we rumbling.
He stay home all day and play World of Warcraft and shit.
In the living room.
All type of nerdy shit, right? So I'm like, all right, I'm in there. You know, I'm fucking bitches getting money. I'm bringing bitches back to the room just to hit. I'm putting my clothes in there. I got a job full time, John. And he just on some nut ass shit. Before I even get into why I fucked him up, because that's why I fucked him up. Talking about how you court your man, so keep in mind, it's three bedrooms, like two bathrooms, a big ass kitchen, and a living room. My man said he walked in there. My man was watching Asian bitches going wild or something. It's Ling Ling going wild.
Yeah. I called him, you know.
My man was watching the Chinese store after dark or something. And he was in there just busting down.
I ain't mad at him for handling his business, but you know, the living room, you know, that's everybody's neutral space. And it was. I pretend like I ain't see him, you know, just you know, kept it going to the refrigerator. I was to the bathroom. The bathroom was right there. So I had to go to the bathroom, but he was right here doing the dough. So, you know, I just pretended like I was going to the kitchen, acting like I ain't see him. You know what I'm saying? Acted normal, calm. Then he texted me like, oh man, I'm sorry. I ain't mean to, you know.
He texted you afterwards?
Yeah, he apologized. I ain't mad at the man. At least it wasn't no other creepy stuff. But it was a little Asian persuasion.
He said, my bad, man. I was taken down.
You know what I'm saying? Handle your business.
What was a virgin? What was a virgin? He never fucked. He told me before he ain't fucked no bitches. Yeah, like nut ass glasses on. He might have weighed 50 pounds. So keep him, all right. So he had the weeb. I let him stay in his place. He chilling. That was my man. Before we moved in together, that was my man. We had classes together. That was my man. Like, we used to hang out and all that. He's a white boy.
I think you just became, you know, it's just because you're going to tell him the story how you put them paws on.
No, so this is what happened. So you must have been spicing your man up. So,
man.
So boy was a bitch his whole life.
I think he got his voice because he was tired. He was tired of the kick. Boy taking care, taking everything from
him. So after a couple months, I used to be selling and buying shoes, reselling phones, all this little broke boy dirty shit. I'm like 19. So I'm finding different ways to make money doing shit. So I had a guest come over.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I think it was these Air Jordan 7 Cardinals. I think that was the shoe. He was going to trade me and sell something. So I come in. I'm just calling White Boy. White Boy, you like, yo, you got guests in our fucking apartment dirty. I ain't scared of you. So the guest, my guest look at me like, damn.
As he should.
So my guest looking at me.
As he should. But you got to admit, though, he was right, though, because you agree, though. You was taking advantage of him.
First of all, he needed, say that in the dolo, though. Don't say that to me when somebody coming around, because you don't know what we could be talking about. Now he's got me looking like some dirty ass boy. You know what I'm saying? We both black and you white, and now you just all yelling at me on some shit. No, it wasn't a good look. So I'm like, yo, Justin, chill. Yo, boy, chill. You don't want these problems. You don't want this smoke. He like, yo, you think I'm scared of you? He start walking towards me.
As he should.
I said, I'm about to duck in this nigga's shit. Stand up for himself. Cause I was praying for a day like this, bro. Like, all the stars lined. Cause I knew I was going to fuck him. I'm like, yo, bro, you don't want these problems. He's like, I ain't scared of you. This and that.
As he should.
The person I'm with just looked behooved. He was baffled. He couldn't believe. You know what I'm saying? That white boy was talking to me like this.
What did you say? 50 pounds?
Bro, he's 50 pounds soaking wet, bro.
That's hot. That is hard.
My man had the bangang too. Like he had like a bowl cut.
You know what I'm saying?
And it was like brown is all the way around. All these fucking pimples, pizza face.
Rock Lee style. That's how I'm saying. Nothing wrong with
Harry Potter bifocals. The nerdiest white boy you could think of. The nigga that like be hacking into like the FBI files. That type of boy. Like some weird ass incel boy. So.
But he stood up for
himself. He was going hard. So I said, yo, bro.
He stood up for himself.
Do you want to rumble? Like, what's up with you? He said, what you mean want to rumble? And I just started diddy bobbing this shit, bro. I just started fucking him. I ain't gonna lie. Boom, boom, boom. So I'm fucking him up. Boom, fucking him up. First time I'm up, like, yo, chill. So I spit this nigga in the head. I start pinning him to sleep. He's like, he just falling asleep. Boy broke it up or whatever, the person I'm with. And then I'm like, yo, like, so what's up? You want round two, nigga? He's like, I'm gonna tell on you. And he just walked
out. And sure he told.
He walked right out.
Black
bro.
Ass.
That's the last day I ever lived here.
Last day you lived there.
Straight fucking told on me.
Ruined your life.
I told him he was enticing me. Like, I was defending myself. I was defending my pride and shit.
And still came back and stole them Reese's.
That's what I'm saying. And, yeah, then I came back with my dashiki on like a week later.
You went to the meeting. You went to the meeting.
So we had to have a meeting to see whether I was going to get evicted.
And we knew you wasn't going. You was going to get out because his pops was paying with a check.
His pops used to pay straight cash. So he didn't have fast for nothing. So his pops paying straight cash. So that's like a 2-week investigation to kick me out. So like the day I went back to get all my shit or whatever, I came with like an orange dashiki on, and I went in the room. I was fucking his Reese caps up, eating all his snacks. Them joints was scrumptious too, boy. Fuck the nigga. But remember you said that I fucked him up? He was like pissing on the toilet. He had like PTSD and shit.
Yeah, he was dip dabbing on the toilet seat a little bit from them hands. You gotta live with that because you kind of you know. And you wonder why they come back and shoot the school.
He had school shooter vibes.
But now his son going probably had that gene and feel that
bro,
because
I would beat his son the fuck up. I would melt the shit out of his son.
You had like 40 of them, bro. Come on, man.
Bro, them shits was scrumptious too.
I had like 20, but you had 40. You went too far. You took it there. You know what I'm saying? And it had to go there. Shout out to Reese's.
No, nigga, first of all, don't talk about roommates when you had the gay boy roommate that prayed to every religion. This nigga had like a prayer rug. This shit had like the Jewish sign on there, Buddhist. The Muslim John, the Christian John, the Buddhist John.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm like, yo, bro, he ain't never going to hell. This nigga believe in every religion. He had like all types of like
he made it too. I think he made that. Did he make that or did it come
I don't
like
know. Yeah, it's like your roommate that you had in your joint, he had like all these like weird ass medallions and trinkets. Like he had like voodoo dolls and shit like that. He was on some weird shit.
I'm saying he trying to reach the
He said he had a boyfriend. He said he brought a nigga to the room one time. Asked you like, yo, like, can you sleep in the living room type shit?
Yeah, I had to. You know, even though I ain't get my privacy, I gave him his privacy when he needed. You know, I respect, but
when you brought a bitch over, he ain't leave.
He ain't leaving. It's like, damn. He said, I got to study.
But he brought his boyfriend over for some booty bust.
Yeah, I just left. You know, I don't know who it was. You know what I'm saying so. But when it's my turn, I kind of, you know, I got the old fashioned now. I ain't going nowhere treatment. and I wasn't trying to make it obvious, but it was like, yeah, we had to go in the living room.
Boy, used to be weird. And then before that happened, what was it that happened? When did I get the separate room? Remember they moved me upstairs or something?
Yeah, you went to the random floor. Oh,
that's when I think during the investigation they didn't want me to sleep in a room. Yeah,
I thought they sent you to a different building.
Something. It was something else. But I remember. So I was up there.
And you went home.
I ended up living in North. I used to live on because niggas already know. But I used to live on 24th and Park. After that, because I got kicked out. I used to run the room. That shit was for the low. But so when I went upstairs, whatever. Remember. I had the roommate, and he used to leave me notes.
Yeah.
So he left a note. I remember one time, Gable, he had a finance agent girlfriend.
And once again, remember the Reese's stories, you know, bro.
So I ain't never there. I'm the best roommate they have. I'm the best whoever, because I don't never be there. I always just be at work or doing some shit. So I come back. I left maybe two plates in there. Sorry, when I come back from work, I was washing dishes down South Street. When I come back, I'm gonna wash dishes. This nigga washed my dishes, left a note. I'm not cleaning up after no grown man. Some old weird shit. And I roll no back. Like, I will beat you the fuck up.
The indirect sticky notes. Leave it on the fridge, on the counter, on the sink.
He wrote a note.
All the spots where you gotta go in the bathroom, bro. put it on the sink, on the toilet seat.
This nigga wrote a note. Yeah, I'm tired of cleaning the grown. That straight wrote back. But ain't bro, nobody, I will beat you the fuck up.
Ain't nobody telling to wash another grown man's dishes.
This is in there for a reason. Mind your fucking business.
He only get a chance for you to even wash it. And it'd be like a fucking something. It'd be something small, you know what I'm saying?
I should have given that nigga a wedgie, a nugget.
He should have came and talked to you, but you would have been mad. He would have backkicked you.
That's one thing. If I'm violating, be like, yo, bro, you want some nut ass shit. But don't write me a note. Like, if you do some nut ass shit, I'll be like, no, that was some nut ass shit. Bro. I ain't gonna send you a text or I'll send you a note. Like, but bro, can you please not do this anymore?
But you know
like,
why? You know why they scared? We ugly ass shit. Nigga. That's why my nigga.
Man, nigga, I'm a real nigga, bro.
Nah, ain't nobody trying.
Nah, nigga, see the real nigga in my bones. He lucky I ain't fuck his bitch. Fuck you talking about? Shorty was choosing too.
You lucky he ain't back kick you. You get them hands like, you know what I'm saying?
He gave me AIDS or something. He definitely had that blicky.
He would have told on you again. They would have caught them boys on you.
I'm surprised neither one of them niggas got me booked.
I'm surprised too.
I was running rampant. No, I wasn't even trying to bully niggas.
Nah, they wanted us out from the jump.
Cause niggas is black and poor.
Nah, yeah, and we was trying. But this is the thing though.
I wasn't even trying to show off or bully people. It's just me being from Philly and other niggas being from like East Jersey and fucking Scranton. When I got around them, I was just doing what I was doing. Niggas ain't never say nothing to me, so I just was really just having my way. You feel me?
Nah, it was.
It's like one nigga be like, yo, bro, chill. Like, nah, you know, some
nuts. It wasn't just that. It was, we went to an art school and it was a lot of people who just wasn't that type of person.
Yeah, so I'm saying niggas wasn't that type of person, so I was running rampant. They barely, it was subconscious. I wasn't really bullying them niggas, bro.
Like, I know you wasn't. They could have talked to you.
They could have said something, but they didn't know how to handle it.
They didn't know how to handle it.
I was really running rampant on niggas.
And being disrespectful.
I was running rampant on niggas.
But they should have gave you them hands from the jump.
That's what I'm saying.
10 Reese's deep. Like that's two columns.
On some jail type shit. Like, you ate my food. You gotta just mix me now.
You know what I'm saying?
Once he just took all the blame on you, because he already knew I was gonna fuck him up.
Me for taking like 8 or 1 and you took like 40, 30, like come on. And then you ate the chips, you ate the popcorn, you still ain't say one word.
that was aggression. I was fucking that nigga snacks out. Shout out to that nigga. Shout out to my old roommate, mom and dad, for buying all them snacks from Costco.
We still bless you.
He fed me a lot of nights, bro.
Fed all of us.
He fed me a lot of fucking nights, bro.
He looked out.
Let's get straight into it.
What's our next topic?
Hold on. What song of the day? What music you been listening to, bro?
You know, Lil Durk. You know what I'm saying? Voice of the Streets.
Okay.
Timeless. You could relate. Anywhere across the world, if you've been through it, you understand. You know. You know what I'm saying? Because you just...
I ain't fuck with Durk in a long time. He ain't corny. I just like, ain't my type of music, but I fuck with King Von and him. Yeah. And Durk be saying some real shit. Durk definitely.
You know, he talking about other stuff. You know, some men, they don't like talking about like your women. You know what I'm saying?
I fucked with that him and Drake joint, that Laugh Now, Laugh Now, Cry Later. That joint hot. Drake was all crying in the video. Drake always fucking crying about something, though.
You know, y'all light skin niggas do it. You know what I'm saying?
No,
you know,
I ain't that light skin.
Y'all always crying.
No, but I'm gonna get into the joint. So, what you think about this Trump versus
Biden
shit? Who you voting for? How you feel about this shit, bro?
The way I feel about it is, like, you know, it come down to what the person can do for your country. And at the end of the day, at the end of the day, whoever cutting them checks, really, you know what I'm saying? is the man I'm going for.
I'm keeping it G.
Who you
so I've been alive for Obama, Bush, The little bit of Clinton or
Bush
whatever.
Bush Senior too, right? Was you around for Bush Senior?
I think I was around.
I think he was going to After Effects.
I ain't voting for neither. From the gun bust, I ain't voting for either Joe Biden or Trump. Trump mad racist. Trump mad disrespectful. I really don't think he know what the fuck he doing. He that nigga's a living meme.
When you say doing, like, do you mean business wise or just being a president wise?
The president.
I feel like you don't hands down. I feel like no person with that much power.
He's 74 and Joe Biden 78. They both way too old to be president.
That's Kakashi. What you talking about, man? How old did the first last? Like, come on, bro.
The president got to be like 35 max.
Bro, Kakashi was like, what, 100 and... Bro, come on. Kakashi was around doing... How many great ninja wars was Kakashi
was 28, nigga.
Bro, Kakashi was not no 28. Kakashi was like 50, 80.
No, there was two, you shouldn't be 70-something be the president. But like, just to do some joke meme shit, I'll fuck around vote for like Kanye West or like Harambe or some nut shit. Like
Harambe.
Rest in peace, Harambe 2016. But nah, them niggas just really don't care about us. And on some real shit, niggas be on like black people and niggas like in the poor and shit that live in the hood or whatever. They try to brainwash us to vote for Joe Biden and the Democrats. Yeah. But them niggas be fucking shit up, bro.
They don't keep their promises.
They do not keep their promises. What promises in general? Them niggas just be saying anything to get voted. Bro, we've been in the same war for 20 fucking years. Obama said he's gonna get us out. Bush put us in that shit. We've been in that same fucking war for 20 fucking years. We still in Iran. We still in our fucking wreck. The economy still fucked up. We still ain't got no jobs. I grew up in Southwest Philly.
The hood's still the hood.
The hood still look the fucking same unless it's getting gentrified for some fucking white people. Ain't shit get better for us. They always lying to get a fucking vote and they'll never come down to the hood. They'll never do shit for my city.
Never.
That's all I care about.
You'll never see him come to an event. You'll never see him give out nothing.
Nothing. No government, no fucking.
Won't come to the school and talk.
Meet them more for the hood than either side.
Yeah.
So either side. So I don't know why they try to brainwash us like they give a fuck about people of color, niggas in the hood. They really don't.
They don't.
I don't care about they fucking.
That's why we got to care about ourselves and get ourselves strong.
Yeah, that's why niggas got to get right.
Just get right.
You ever heard that Yo Gotti shit, that regression, that recession proof type shit, like that type of album, type of mindset?
You got to keep that.
Yeah, if you rich forever mentally, you going to be good no matter who the fuck the president is. But no we matter, not about to act like no matter niggas about drought, to get rich under Joe Biden.
No matter
Trump.
Recession, whatever, you could, you know what I'm saying, pull through. Because the way it's like other countries, I know the way they look at us, you know what I'm saying?
No, they definitely laughing at us.
Even though we stronger than them. They
like, damn, niggas in America got autism from the rip.
You see what they eat?
We mad autistic off this drug, bro.
Look what we eating. Look what they feeding us, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we eating bullshit, all type of poison. But this is my
notice. You notice during that pandemic, though, McDonald's never ran out them fries.
Yeah, it never did,
The hospital workers ran out of masks, but, you know, the fries kept rolling.
But this is my thing. Like, all them politics motherfuckers are corrupt. Only thing I would say I fuck with Trump and niggas that really get money who's like between the age of 20 to 35, understand what I'm saying? Trump low-key made taxes lower.
Yeah. Shout out to that.
Shout out to that. Taxes definitely went down. I remember I used to work at Comcast, whatever. So Trump did that tax cut the year he became fucking president. They gave us all like $2,000 extra on our check because they got the reimbursement or whatever from the tax cut. And in general, I ain't gonna lie, niggas don't want to give to Trump. But Trump had the streets on fire with that that stimulus check and that PUA. I know niggas that's unemployment rich right now. Niggas getting 15, 20 racks.
And staying at home with their fam.
Niggas don't want to admit it. Trump did okay with some shit. Niggas going to try to cancel me, be mad. Oh, Trump did. Bro, he said all lives matter. Like, but nah, like on some real shit, Trump really put in some work. And under Trump, I made more money than I did under Obama. Keep mine under Obama. I was like 18, fucking 20.
Nah, but we was in college, though. I had that Obamacare, though. That was not it.
No,
I had to pay that.
Yo, my deductible used to be high as shit.
I had to pay that. And if you didn't, you would have had a fine. So that was not.
Yeah,
that
he was wrong. He was Obama draw with that. That you know, care had
institute, our institute, you getting bills every week.
Fuck yeah,
every week.
No, yeah, no, they were drawing with that.
I still got receipts like $150 a month for some insurance, some shitty insurance.
Yeah, deductibles be high as shit. You got pre-existing illness, you fucked up. You try to put your kids on the shit, you fucked up. You better off just getting that shit to your job. To be honest, but yeah, I know Obama. I really like, cause dude, keep my mom, dad, everybody that could vote for him. The hood was the same. Like, President Hood was the same. They had the same job opportunities. Like they're not doing what they're supposed to do. All I really care about is gun laws. I want everybody to be able to own a gun.
Everybody.
Why? That's why.
How you feel about felons? Felons, no crime. What do you think? No violent felons should be able to have their
Yeah, as long as you're not a violent felon, you should own a gun. I think so, said we have the right to bear arms. Right. It should not be infringed on. Right. I don't see how if a nigga got 302'd or if a nigga fucking
was especially when they, or got especially like a when they a minor at that.
That's what I'm saying. Then this the joint too. But this the joint too. You know now, like if you got like traffic tickets and shit, they don't be trying to get you a license to carry.
Yeah.
All types of stupid ass shit. It's like they don't want people to arm and protect themselves. And that's why I never understood why black people were so pro-Democrat or so pro-Obama or Biden. Them niggas want to take away guns. Yeah. As a black person, it's your right to own a gun, and you need to own a gun. As an American,
period.
But especially as a person of color, because the cops not here to protect you. White people can get away with not owning a gun because the cops going to come in a situation and they going to protect the white person.
But for some reason,
as a black person, that's not there for you. That's why I don't fuck with the Democrats like that.
Yeah, get a little dark when
the cops come, right?
A little scary. You get a little scary.
You fuck around. That's why you need a gun. You might need to protect yourself from the cops on some real shit.
Kinda. Yeah.
The Democrats always fucking shit up. I would say I'm more in line as a Republican, but them niggas mad racist and be on some old dumb shit.
But
so
honestly,
that's why the Kanye West 2020.
I feel like the race is always going to be there, but like whoever feeding them pockets, that can make a difference.
Oh yeah, now it's just all money and shit too.
Yeah,
that's just mostly fucking money. It's like who can pay the companies the best.
That platinum program, though, that's kind of looking a little, you know.
Yeah, it's about niggas who pay the money the best.
Yeah.
But they say it's gonna be a civil war though, because Trump said if he lose by mail-in vote, he's still president. Just flat out, like on some wild shit. Like he not about to stop being president. So if he lose, I don't know if the military gonna have to come get him. If people gonna be upset, because he's gonna have people supporting him. He just said flat out, if he lose, he's still staying in office. He doesn't believe those votes count. It's gonna have to be a recount or something.
You think that's good for the stocks?
That's gonna fuck the stocks up. But Spike Lee announced it too. Spike Lee said he believes it's gonna be a civil war because he believes Trump's gonna lose, and people gonna snap. But I think Trump gonna win.
You think he gonna win?
Because they keep saying he down by like a zillion points. But they were saying that shit with Hillary Clinton
same
too.
Same thing, and he came through.
And he came through and just was cooking the shit out of Hillary Clinton. So
we'll see,
but. Either way, honestly, I really don't give a fuck. Like, because the only nigga that's going to make a change is just Kanye West. Because he's going to go in there and just start doing dumb shit.
Kanye West going to get assassinated or something. You know what I'm saying? He not even going to get enough votes.
Exactly.
He can barely hold his own business. What he going to do? He going to try to kill all of us or something. I don't know. Well, no, yay. Make them Yeezys, though. They popping.
What about the Lakers? You seen they won last night, too. They got the chip.
Of course. You already know what that was.
You feeling LeBron?
Bro, he paid his way. Like, he putting that work. You know what I'm saying?
Remember they was going to cancel the season a month ago? What happened to that?
Nah, I don't know what the hell is going on.
To me, no hate and shit. And I don't really fuck with LeBron because I feel like he a crybaby, like a bitch ass nigga compared to like the Jordan and Kobe. He started that flop shit. He started that get traded to a super team shit. But the reason I feel like this championship don't count for LeBron, bro, is half a fucking season. Y'all playing in a bubble. Ain't no fucking fans. Y'all had to go against the Heat. You had a way better team. Like, the shit was so skewed and slanted for him to win.
Kind of little Hollywood.
Bro, and keep in mind, they're supposed to beat the Heat the other night, but they was in Miami. They waited till they got back to LA to win. Like, I feel like they're making it. This shit seemed like some fake movie shit. It's always seem fake.
It don't seem a little nasty.
Then they get a little speech about Kobe and shit, and they wear the little special rings and jersey.
Felt like, so you saying you felt like it was for Kobe?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they made them niggas. They made LeBron the win for fucking Kobe. The numbers probably off the fucking charts. They about to be selling these championship jerseys. The new LeBron 18s came out. Man, this shit rigged. But even if it's not rigged, he won in such a shitty season. Like, this shit don't even count, bro.
True.
It's half a season. Everybody fucking injured. People got COVID.
People can't see their family.
People can't see their family.
They can't go get chicken wings. That's what I'm saying. They can't get chicken wings.
They can't eat right. Their family not there. They're not allowed to do all this other shit. They're not allowed to leave. There's no fans. Like, we can't count that as a real season for LeBron. Like, this season got an asterisk next to it. That shit don't count. It's like, that's why I really don't care about football. I know the Eagles horrible and they keep losing this shit. We just lost to the Steelers. But it's like, there was no preseason. The whole NFL just fucking injured. So whoever win a championship is going to be like some bullshit. And you already know, I feel like it's plotted. I feel like, all right, so the Lakers got the win. LeBron got his fourth ring. You already know who about
money
to get this
to
win.
The city.
You already know what's about to happen. We fucking now in the NFL, they about to let Tom Brady win either this year or next year. He going to retire, and that shit going to be in his little movie and shit too. All this shit be rigged, bro. It's like a snake people conspiracy and shit like that.
The Orochimaru people.
So yeah, some Orochimaru grand plot shit. It was me, Dio, the whole time type shit. Like, it's definitely some shit going on, bro. This shit is too predictable. Like, the simulation fucking up. Simulation fucking up, bro.
That's good for the stocks.
It's good for the... Yeah, it's good. It's real predictable. We already know. All right. So, my shorty asked me this earlier. I ain't gonna put her name out here, but she asked me some of that shit. So, I told her I was gonna put it in a podcast.
What she asked you?
Can niggas be bisexual?
There's aliens.
You said only aliens?
I said there's aliens. So,
niggas can be bisexual because aliens?
You know, but today, now look, Trump became president. You never know. Anybody could be anything they want. How you feel about it? Because she asked you, so.
No, I told her she out of pocket. I don't know what type of.
You think that was a test?
That was a fucking.
If you would have asked her something that would have made her mad, like.
Bro, this is how I know it was a test, right? So, after she asked me, man, if I know ain't no bisex, what you mean? You think, like, you trying to test my gangster, son? Like, nigga, you trying to, like, see a nigga on butt play? Then, like, a day later, she's like, no, I just asked you that because if you said you was bisexual, I wasn't going to talk to you no more because I don't mess with gay niggas. I'm like, shorty, that's how you know shorties just be saying shit
to test you. She could have been insecure and her nigga left her for a nigga.
Yeah, she probably, yeah, some weird shit.
It sound like that.
But no, because to me personally, if a nigga getting his butt taken, that nigga just gay. Like, there's no coming back. You can't let a nigga bust your cheeks open and be like, I probably want a wife. I just was experimenting, like. I don't really like my cheeks bust open. And like, God, ain't no experiment.
You know, God don't make mistake with women. They are the fruit of the world. Beautiful fruit.
So I gotta ask you, because we be talking about this at work a lot. Because we got an argument about this shit. How many glizzies you gotta suck before you gay?
I think when you do the first time,
I told them niggas this is how bad I think it is. I think even if you think about sucking another nigga dick, from the rip, you just gay.
But you know.
I never had no thought in my mind. Like,
but you already know that bring back the slavery, what they put us through, though.
Yeah, there's rape. They
made that, but nah, it's the same thing.
Nah.
You got to think about it. It's kind of like they program and try and put that in people's heads.
I feel like there's programming niggas to be gay, though.
Not to mention the food now, what's in the food, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that shit probably make me gay.
The hormones, you know what I'm saying? It's too much nowadays because there's so much everything that's, you know what I'm saying? So... That's why you got to start with yourself and stay strong and solid. And know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel like the women pushing this shit too. They trying to make everybody soft.
Yeah, yeah.
And also like gay,
especially with
shit.
With today's society, it's like it's no masculine. If you masculine at all, they come at you for it.
If like you toxic because you saying some real nigga shit, you being a real nigga.
Yeah, or you a pig because you just being thirsty.
But I think that's a part of the game too, to lose and confuse niggas.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, population control or something. Cause it's like,
cause I mean, niggas be coming into work. Like I've seen customers to be having their like fucking nails painted. Niggas be having like makeup and shit on. That shit twist. But we not about to normalize like.
But that been like that. You know the rock stars, they do that shit. That's not the problem. The problem is though, when you go up to a girl who's nice in today's society. Oh man, you're beautiful. I like this or something. They come at you. Oh, he thirsty. That's like, all right, well, how do you expect a man to come? You know what I'm saying? What am I supposed to do?
No, they ain't fucked up in general because you can't really be a masculine ass nigga or do some real nigga shit.
You can't.
And they do. If you do, they think you coming at them or talking to them crazy.
Crazy.
Like,
you disrespectful.
I be telling shorties my... Like,
but you being honest, though. It's problem for you being honest and being real.
But I told my shorty up front, like, she like, yo, what's your expectations as we get in a relationship or if we fuck around, whatever. Like, what you want from a woman? I want a girl that's cook and clean. I don't care if that's some old school shit. Cook and clean my fucking house. Like, if you my girl... And I just come from a long trip of work. Why the fuck my house dirty? Clean my house up.
What you want her to expect from you?
Cook for me.
No. What are you giving her and offering her?
Financial security. Because anybody that's my girl, wife, whatever, I'm going to take care of them financially.
Okay.
That means paying your bills, get your nails done, cell phone bill. Because I'm that type of nigga. You want some go out money, I'm giving it to you. Ain't no going 50-50 with me.
Right.
I'm just going to pay for all this shit. So I'm giving you that.
Right.
I'm giving you security and protection. A nigga got his own crib.
Okay.
I'm going to teach you shit. Other than just fucking you.
True.
I'm going to teach you. Leave my damn.
You're going to try to level them up.
Yeah,
all
you do is the 401ks, the stocks, this and that. I'm going to be paying shorties on. I'm going to be expanding niggas' minds. Like, the nigga you fuck with, Lil Jamal in the hood, he ain't about to do none of that. He about to blow your back out and send you home. I'm going to teach you some
shit.
I'm
going to
that hot shit. I'm going to put you on some shit you ain't never heard before. I'm going to have you finessing days at work, all that.
Right.
Like, that's why, as black men, I feel like we black kings, and I offer a lot. So if I tell a shorty cook and clean, that's bare minimum. Cook clean, suck some dick. Mm-hmm. They have, like, all they got to offer is some coochie. No, I need more now. My expectations for a relationship is high. Like, what's yours? Like, what you bring to the table? What you think?
I bring loyalty, you know. I'm always going to be there. Kind of like what you said. I'm going to have everything. What's mine is yours. You don't need to, you know, bring anything to
the
table.
But do you expect a shorty to cook and clean? Or you don't give a fuck about that? Or do you want a shorty to go half with you, or are you paying for everything?
It's all about what they going to give me. Like, with my girl, yeah. Like, of course. Because, you know, it's like, basically, if I don't got it, just look out. But most of the time, I got it. But the thing is, like, if I'm working a double, I'm all over the place, and you notice I need some food, of course, like, that's a given. Cooking, cleaning, that's really...
All right, so this is another joint. I was talking to a couple of my, like, friends at... My friends went, and, like, my niggas at work, whatever. So, quick question.
Yeah.
So, all right, we cool, right? You my man.
Mm-hmm.
You fuck with Shorty Heavy, that's your joint or whatever. You fuck mm-hmm. with her. I tell you, I hit. Like, she on dick. She for the streets.
Mm-hmm.
She chewed me and my man Gat, but that's your girl.
Mm-hmm.
How you gonna react? What you gonna do? Like, how you gonna look at me? How you gonna look at her?
Well, I'm gonna be like, honestly, I think, you want me to be honest?
No, keep it 100.
Keep it 100? Okay.
Keep it 100. How you gonna react?
How I'm gonna react? We're gonna make it a film, and we're gonna get paid, then we're gonna just leave her in the dust.
I'm gonna snort here and make some bread off of
this,
sir. Oh,
yeah, we're gonna have to.
So,
thank you for keeping it real with me. Thank
niggas
you.
Niggas at work was saying, like, if your bitch be disloyal or your man hit your bitch, me and you supposed to beef now.
Nah, we can't. I knew you longer.
That's what I'm saying. Then it's like,
nah.
You didn't expect no loyalty from a female anyway, like...
So, because you didn't take it from her.
I didn't scrape
so
her.
So that mean, and most likely, you just not going to take her. So she had to been on you.
She had to be on
you.
So
I can't
streets.
Get mad at you. You handling it. Because if you didn't handle it, somebody else would. Exactly. So
bro,
I'd rather have my mans do it. Then I'm like, cool. At least you told me. Bless you. Humble
thank you.
You know what I'm saying? So at least keep you told me.
I ain't asked you that question before, right?
Nah, of course not.
I ain't tell you to say that nothing, right?
Nah.
Cause I told niggas that to work the same shit. We ain't about to beef about no bitch. That's my man. Shorty don't owe me no loyalty. If he hit, he hit. I don't care.
Yeah,
he doing me a favor. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? It's one less person on the team.
Of course.
At work, they're like, oh, that means you crazy. Nobody think like that. You think on some nuts shit.
Nah, you know why? Because we got bills.
Facts.
Keep it pushing. We
keeping
don't.
The shit pushing,
yeah,
bro.
You don't got time. Because at the end of the day,
we about to make some money off the bitch.
For real, at the end of the day, like we still got them bills gonna keep you think the electric company care
fact,
who she was smashing the electric company still gonna send that bill.
We still got shit to do.
The fridge
still
gonna be
mission.
Empty, you know what I'm saying?
That's
you'll
what
get
I be
that eviction
people.
Notice
but and Shorty I mess with got mad. Other people that in my life that got mad, I told them that I'm on a mission. I got shit to do, whether that be this podcast shit, YouTube shit,
mm-hmm.
taking care of my family, getting where I want to get at in life.
Yeah.
I'm not about to let a shorty a bitch cheating on me, take me off my pivot, have me, my feelings are hurt.
You
ain't gonna have my man do me wrong. I got shit to do.
Yeah, we
gotta
keep pushing.
Y'all can do what y'all gonna do. Y'all can be mad about a bitch, be ready to kill a nigga,
right.
Do all this corny shit.
Right.
I'm good. I got a mission. Like,
yeah, we got families, you know, too many people tired of struggling.
Nah, I would never fight a nigga over no bitch.
You can't.
Unless a nigga like beat my sister up or some old crazy. It gotta be some shit like that.
We don't own them. They're not our property. They're not our property.
That's
we can't control them. Like, God gave us free will, so you know
what I'm
saying?
That's what I'm saying.
We can't.
I told somebody, like, you ever seen an old pimp movie? Say, yo, your bitch chose me.
Yeah.
What you want me to do? You
right.
want to get into some pimp shit or you want to get into some gangster shit?
Yeah.
We ain't getting no gang shit over no bitches. Like, if you're sure you choose another nigga, she made her choice. That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
You rock out.
That's what
I fight
like.
A nigga for.
Nah.
If it wasn't him, it'd just be another nigga.
You're looking stupid. You're looking insecure.
You're
like,
looking insecure.
You don't love
y'all
yourself.
Be paying too much worth and all this shit into a relationship. Y'all want to be Jay-Z and Beyonce so bad. Like, that's less than that. I'm moving the fuck on.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck if it's a job, if it's a female, if it's a friendship. If shit ain't benefiting me and the shit hurting me and draining me, I'm not about to fuck with that person or I'm not about to be in that situation.
I'm not about
to cry about it.
Health is wealth. Mental health, spiritual health.
You got to release shit.
Yeah, you got
to
be.
A lot of y'all be fucked up mentally because y'all pay too much to the relationships. You spend all this money and shit on a female all this time. Then she fuck your homie, suck another nigga dick.
And she won't even cook you dinner.
Yeah.
She won't even.
She's a horrible ass female, but as soon as she chill, you ready to kill yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You on the Great Ferry Bridge, ready to jump off that shit. Like, come on, bro. It ain't never that serious over no female.
Yeah, love yourself. Love yourself.
Yeah, love yourself. That mental health shit come first.
Yeah.
You only act like that because you don't really care about yourself and shit. You put all your worth into a female.
You way stronger. Way stronger.
Yeah, niggas out here really kings out here. Like, as a black man, you really a king. You the most hated.
As a male.
Most copied, all that.
As a male, period.
As a male, period.
You're always going to have it hard for with any race. Anything you do, you're really gonna have it hard. Especially when you come from the slums,
mm-hmm.
they always gonna hate you. Don't matter. They just gonna hate you.
Yeah, they don't want niggas from the poor, especially a person of color, to come up and win.
Oh no,
because that shit slanted against you. That's why they trying to distract you. All this bullshit.
Nah, just keep pushing, believing, giving back. You know what I'm saying.
Now you seen that shit? They officially charged Tory Lanez. They about to give him 20 years in jail.
Oh man, my brother. I hope
he facing 20 now.
He gonna have a good turn. He probably gonna have house arrest or be in there for like a year or two.
I hope so, because I don't like the whole situation, and niggas trying to say I'm a nut, but I said, yo, Mega Rat, she a snitch. She's talking on our streets, savage shit. She from the hood.
True.
He said that's supposed to be his bitch, and she put them statements on him.
But
females do that shit a lot. That shit
corny.
At
the end of the day, you know, entertainment is entertainment, so they not really in the streets like that because they celebrities.
Right.
So, but I feel bad for the brother. I hope, I don't know, that's just a sticky situation. That's very... very sticky for him to be in.
I think she capping. I think she lying.
You think she capping? I don't know. The evidence don't lie. There's too many cameras for something. I think honestly,
it's too many stories.
Yeah, I think he might have popped something off.
I told you.
I think it wasn't at her. I think it was at somebody else.
That's what I said, bro.
It was at somebody else.
I think he got no argument. He shot at the ground and the shot and hit her.
Nah, I feel like he was aiming at somebody else and she was in the mixer. Yeah.
I think he hit the ground like he was arguing with her or something. He like the warning shots at the ground and maybe that bounced and hit her. Cause her feet look fine, bro.
And her ankle, it didn't hit the bone.
Yeah, and then she's not telling the full story.
Yeah, it did ricochet. Because it didn't hit no bone,
it's
right?
It's her side, yeah, it didn't hit
nothing. Ligaments.
Nothing. Yeah. No tennis is what he was saying in the song.
So if it was point blank, you know what I'm saying, it could have...
Yeah, he fucked her feet up. And you got to know the collar. There's so much facts to it, but I don't think you should get 20 years for that. That's some absurd shit.
But you know how they throw them numbers.
They try to throw the book at
you
and shit.
Like five.
Yeah, so they get you to take a plea and shit.
Yeah. Man, he got too much money though, so he'll be good regardless.
No, but he must really love her. The whole he made that whole album about her, just singing all about the bitch.
Man, he said he'll take her back.
He said he'll take her back.
He's gonna talk about
a place in his heart for her. Come on home,
you
bitch.
Do
like,
that,
no,
you trying to send me to jail?
Yeah, you're not sending me to jail.
Nah, I'm not.
And
doing
I got
that.
A whole, and then he got a whole kid and all that. I got a whole kid. You trying to send me to jail, take away from my kid?
Nah.
He fucking
I couldn't do that.
Yeah, you see, they was roasting her too. They was calling her Marcus the Stallion. Yeah, I was dying, bro. She big. I would bust down though. She big as shit though.
Of course, she thick.
No, yeah. That whole situation corny though.
I don't think that. You think that's good for the stocks?
No, I don't think it should affect the stock at all. It changes the dynamic and shit. It just makes you corny. I don't like corny shit like that.
Nah, I like seeing stuff like that because it's like. It shows how ugly and nasty something could go 0 to 100.
Yeah.
And it don't matter how much bread how you got.
Then nigga pretty much threw his career and his life away. Like, his album did well, but he not going to be famous for that long. And he independent too now. He not going to be famous.
It's going to help him out.
Initially on some 6ix9ine shit, but...
He's not 6ix9ine though, but I think it's going to help him out.
I think like his image is so fucked up, people don't want to work with him. Everybody
you
was
think
saying
so?
Bro, a lot of people said he's just done. People's taking him off of their albums because he was featured like Kalani shit. All these other people, they say, yo, we taking this feature off. Jack Harlow, all them sick.
Oh yeah, I forgot the labels and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, the labels.
They don't like that.
He got
like
work by other
like
people
that.
Too. He can't.
Yeah.
He can release shit by himself and still be popular, but it's like he's gonna need advertisement. He's gonna need to work with other people.
Yeah.
They was taking him out of playlists. And
really?
They say he take.
You think they're gonna take him off of Apple Music?
Nah, they're trying to take
him on
Spotify.
Yeah, Spotify always trying to take
him. Yeah, Spotify always trying to censor someone. They're trying to censor Joe Rogan and shit.
They about to take us off, bro.
Yeah, right. They're going to just delete this shit.
Talking about Trump, drunk. Biden, drunk. The Pope's drunk.
Oh, you can't talk about the Pope taking niggas' booties.
Drunk. Another one. Drunk. We are.
No, you seen the joint where the bitch was on like meth. And she threw her dog at the wall.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry,
you know how people lie about their dogs.
Yeah, white people love dogs.
They don't play.
They don't
play. A life sentence.
And they going to find that bitch and lock her up.
She lucky she ain't get the death sentence.
I told you the other day that, because you know white people love fucking animals, that it was like in Michigan or something. Two cops got kicked off the force and they got arrested for killing a porcupine.
A porcupine?
Yeah, them niggas said, nope. They said, no, y'all can't kill Sonic
out
here, bro.
They ain't get the gas chain.
Bro, don't white people love their animals, bro.
Animals, they love more than grandma. You know what I'm saying?
They're like, no, George Floyd, in eighth grade, he stole 2 graham crackers. He was a criminal. And as soon as they kill a fucking cat or dog, it's like, it's a tragedy. Poor Mr. Woofers.
Like, how could they do that?
I can't believe he was gone.
Give him the death sentence. Yo, you when, Vic, you, when Vic caught them dogs, what? They is,
oh, yeah, they trying to roof
Vic. Ready to murder Vic.
To this day, they want to try to let him do the... They were trying to get him out the league. They were trying to let him be the... I think he was going to be the All-Star Game coach or some shit. That shit ruined your career. White people love some fucking dogs. They be taking all type of baths with the dogs and shit. All kissing the dog. No racist. This is fact. Like, your white homies be out there kissing dogs. Like, you know what I'm saying? They, if a white person own a dog, they be loving this shit out they pet. Like, they be like, I met this white bitch and I asked her, like, yo, like, you got any kids or whatever? You know, when you first start talking to her, asking that. I got two shih tzus. I got Oni in Ohio. Like, bitch, like, that's a kid.
I got a pet lizard.
Yeah, they be claiming the animals as they children. Fucking kids and shit. Yeah,
it's a little scary.
They be sleeping in the bed with them and shit. All right, so
that's family.
Let's get straight into it, nigga. What's going on with the stocks, bonds, outputs, all that shit you was telling me? Buy Apple stock right now.
Man, put calls.
Sell Canon stock.
Them good stocks. You just, the economy, I don't know. It's no. You could just stay at home and day trade now. I guess
so. Break down, because you've been trying to get me into this shit.
I'm trying to get my damn
stuff. You talked to me before this shit started, but break down, like, the day trading hustle, the four fact shit you be talking.
Man.
Break this shit down, cause I'm confused, bro.
Like, basically, just like when the market is option trading. Like,
how options work? You can sell shit every day, right?
Yeah, day trading. Like, it's basically like the term of the, it's like a contract for 100 shares of the stock, and you could exercise your right to either buy or sell that stock option. I believe that's the definition for it. When along the line of that shit,
but that shit like multiples though, right? Because you sell the big ass stock.
Yeah,
right?
You could put calls, puts, calls when you know it's gonna go up, puts when you know it's gonna go down.
What type of flips you talking about though? Like how big?
It could get big. It could get big. The more you learn, the more you earn. Just knowledge is power. Just. I'm still on my way. I'm not even nowhere near close. I think I put in like at least 20 hours a week on studying alone much as I
can. You gotta learn about, because niggas never tell you. That's really how you get rich out here. Mm-hmm. It's only really a couple ways. That shit's gonna be property.
Property, real estate.
Real estate. So real estate, owning land, 100% guaranteed, buying gold or silver.
Always.
Or something creative, like, because let's say you produce videos or something like that.
Always create. Create for the... Give back.
Yeah, shit you can license from and shit like that. Like, because once I record this podcast and go all the joints, as people listen, I get paid, I can add advertisements, shit like that. And I own all the rights and licensing to it, like the rights to my voice. So that's another good joint too. But a lot of people don't be knowing about stocks and bonds, 401k. And that's why I put you trading on. And I want to talk about, because I want to talk about that too. Like, if you under the age, like 25 to 20, if you got like it's called ESP, Employee Stock Purchase Plan from your job, meaning... they'll give you discounted stocks, and you pretty much guaranteed to always make money because you'll buy stocks at a discount. Get into that shit right now. If you're doing 401k savings, if you let them take 5 to 10% of your check, and they'll match it depending on your job, and they'll put it away for you. And after 10 years, either you can spend it or let it keep multiplying. You'll have hundreds of thousands of dollars.
How you feel? Do you think it's smart nowadays to take some of the money out with these companies going under? You notice now when it gets to a certain level, to me, I feel like don't let it just sit there. Always take money out to have fun, because in today's time, you know what I'm saying?
After the way they make the laws now and how Trump made them under their jaw, after 10 years, you could take out money and not be penalized that heavy. And that's your money that they match with you and that you can do anything you want. So after 10 years, let's say even if you're working at McDonald's or whatever, and you put it together like a total $10,000, they'll match that. You'll be at $20,000, and that's a small business loan. That's, you can buy your first property or rent out an apartment complex or anything. Start your music career. Like, it's a good little start. So it's a good little starter type loan for a business, or let's use that to get into shit. But our real estate, buy a house. Houses always go up in value.
Buy a house.
Even if housing market crashes, rent out rooms. You can just rent out rooms. Like, for instance, I got 3-bedroom. I ain't rent shit out, but I can rent out each room for $500. The rent only whatever $1,000, you know, and make profit on it and have them pay the utilities and come up. It's money and property. Niggas always gonna need a place to live.
And you're helping out the community.
Helping out the community, people
for somebody
color.
Who fall in hard times, cause during the economy with everything going on with the world period, it's crazy times.
But you see Meek, like a couple months ago, Meek tweeted like there's no reason in 2020 for niggas to be poor.
Yeah.
It's so many hustles out here.
So many.
It's so many opportunities. It's so much shit you can do.
So many. You can sell platters. Like, I'm a cook.
You know, oh yeah, that platter shit be bussing.
It be bussing with the restaurants with nowadays. The they shut down in a lot of locations, so now you could go to somebody's house. Let's say a family that's scared to go out to eat, you can get your family going there to the house, cook some Spanish food, whatever you do. And
you know what's another crazy hustle niggas don't talk about?
Which one?
The personal trainer.
Oh yes.
Meal prep joint.
Yes.
Right, let's say all right, boom. So you know you get into that box and shit. You mm-hmm. do all that, right?
Yes,
so
sir.
Boom, you'll meet somebody, you'll get my workout plan, a meal plan, you'll go to the gym with them, coach them through shit. But this shit you was gonna do anyway because you an athlete, so you was going to the gym a few times a week, a few times a day, you was gonna meal prep anyway. Now you just add extra portions mm-hmm. for that person,
or you busy
and their dietary needs and
sometimes shit. And sometimes they pay extra and they could grocery shop. You could grocery shop, like when my business loves catering, what we do is You give us the money. We'll buy the food, cook it for you, or tell you how to cook it. You know what I'm saying? It's so many different ways that you have that you didn't need to go to school.
Yeah, it's a lot of hustles.
It's just that only you can offer. You just help somebody. You know what I'm saying?
What's your company called again?
Loves Catering.
So y'all do meal prep, shit like that for
meal prep.
Y'all got different options, like vegetarian.
My son Kayon, he was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes right before all the coronavirus, and I learned a lot about the Atkline diet and
Dr.
counting
show,
carbs
right?
Yeah, what Dr. Sebi was talking about. So yeah, all that. Health is wealth.
I wonder, speaking of business and shit, I want to talk about the Juice WRLD shit again. Like, his mom came out and made a statement how much she can do a donation. You know, he died from accidental suicide. Mm-hmm. Accidental overdose. So his mom wrote a letter to pretty much to black people. I'm like, yo, get your mental health in check. Like, you're not fighting this shit by yourself.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, niggas in the comments making jokes. Oh, that nigga was crazy. Somebody gonna say, he had a little Caesar. All types of, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Little dumbass, little jokes and shit. Because niggas don't understand. Black people, I feel like we got the worst
black
mental
men.
Health.
Black men.
Our mental health is just fucked up,
crazy.
Bro. Niggas ain't doing no medicine at all.
Nah.
And that's why niggas hold so much shit in. Mm-hmm. Niggas never talk to your girl
don't
about
know how,
shit.
Don't know how to express their feelings.
Don't know how to express
their
shit out.
Except for with aggression, rage. Let's throw these hands.
Niggas don't know how to accept grief. Niggas been beefing over the same nigga that
same
died 20
shit.
Years ago.
Same. Don't know how to grow. Let things go.
Facts.
Take an L. Just walk away. You know what I'm saying? Cause you know, in our culture, like we can't show that without getting attacked or, you know what I'm saying, being too soft or sweet.
And everything we do, I feel like niggas do to handle shit is just numb the pain. Niggas, niggas
drink,
be depressed and just super drink a lot, be
smoke.
All the perks in his hands, smoke, be fucking 100 bitches a day. You be like, damn, bro, like you don't
like,
want to
talk about
now.
It. Yeah, talk about
they
it.
They don't ever want to talk about their mom or dad or that shit be going down. That mental health shit is serious, bro.
Serious.
I remember one of my podcasts told a story about when I accidental overdose. Like your mindset be fucked up with
it
shit,
dope.
Bro. Niggas be suffering in silence. You won't know a nigga suffering
for years
until
they say something.
Until he kills somebody or something.
Yeah, I tried to kill myself a few times
when I was young.
Like at least maybe three.
Cause niggas didn't know how to handle
yeah,
shit, bro.
Didn't know mom and dying, stress at the house.
And they'll tell niggas around me, niggas will tell you crazy.
Laugh.
You mean
want to
kill yourself? Oh, you a bitch ass. You a bitch ass nigga. You want to die? Oh yeah, you want another ass nigga.
For real.
The mental health in the black community, that's not even a thing. Oh, you just crazy, bro. Niggas can't be bipolar. Niggas can't be schizophrenic. Niggas can't be working on shit. It's just like, as a black nigga, you gotta just be a G through everything, bro.
And I speak. Keep cool.
Yeah, you gotta just stay calm.
It's like I just lost my whole clan. The Uchiha clan. I ain't crying.
Your brother killed your whole village and shit. You
I'm
gotta
cool.
just be chilling.
I'm cool. I'll be alright. I'll take a nap. I'll be alright.
No, the shit wild. The shit too hard for us, bro. We getting on every front. Physically, we unhealthy because the food we buy because we poor be all fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Having all type of heart disease.
We don't got the money to go buy.
Yeah, black nigga lived at 50 happy. White people living 110. Mental health be all fucked up. Niggas all type of grief. Niggas be
rage,
mad.
Be mad at the world.
Mad they got beat up in 8th grade, they 35. He all thugging on the gram,
the
man.
The boy in jail for life, you still mad at him. When I see Tyrone.
Yeah, niggas just be on go, bro. Niggas go to jail for 10 years, come out, still get killed. And niggas mad about shit that long ago. Niggas don't know how to let go shit at all,
don't,
bro.
Not nothing, man. It ain't worth it.
Ain't worth it at all, bro.
Get that chicken. It's not
that's,
worth
that's
it.
That's my thing. My main thing is I tell everybody, I say shit every podcast, focus on your bread, focus on your career. Let everything else go, bro. That shit don't matter. Niggas gonna get their ass whooped. Niggas gonna take their L's. Niggas gonna lose their bits. Your kids might not fuck with you. Babe, mom might be acting crazy, but get that bread.
It's always going to be something.
It's always going to be something, bro. That's life. Life suffering is always going to be something.
Always.
No way, bro.
Just express yourself and create.
And create and keep shit pushing, bro. That's all you can do.
All you can do.
So I talked about everything that was on the joint. Do you want to talk about anything else? While we still recording, anything you want to say? Any shout outs? Anything?
Bro, how you feel about that Dragon Ball Super arc?
You know about the new episode, the new season you talking about?
The season that passed.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie. I fell out of anime because a lot of this shit been the same. And you said, what they doing for the new arc? They about to do.
I think they fight on Planet Namek.
They can suck this dick. Super was trash anyway from the rip. So
shout as you out know, to
me and this nigga both in the anime, let that be Naruto, Bleach, before this shit was cool. Back when niggas was getting teased, me and this nigga still was into it. My Hero, One Punch Man, Death Note, all that
Black,
shit.
Black Clover ain't too bad. Black Clover.
No, I ain't watching Black. That shit trash. Yeah,
nah, that shit is alright.
Fire Force, all that old cool shit. I didn't like the last season of Super. That shit was dumb.
Yeah,
because it had no real meaning. Because at the end, all it had Roshi. Was.
Huh? I had Roshi in it.
Yeah, that shit was stupid, bro. And they just wished everybody, they wished the Earth back to normal.
All
my
the
man
universes.
Android 17 died. That shit was dumb, bro. Mm-hmm. And then Goku forgot how to do Ultra Instinct, and the Broly movie just getting his ass whooped.
Like always.
Yeah, no, he was getting all dragged by his face and shit. That shit didn't make sense.
Like always.
Why the fuck Broly all strong
nah,
like
bro,
that, bro?
Broly always dragging somebody by their face.
Yeah, but Broly...
He been doing that for years.
But that Broly, he ain't never really had no action. He was just beating Goku ass real bad for no reason, bro.
Oh, true. The last one hated him because at birth or something.
Yeah, it was no reason. He was just fucking that Goku up. Like, he was... And Frieza killed his pop. The shit was out of hand, bro. The niggas literally was doing anything on the fucking show.
Anything.
Any fucking thing, bro. You see, fucking Chrissy Teigen baby died and they was roasting her on the ground.
Yeah, I ain't like that.
That was fine. I ain't like how the whole situation was handled. Like, cause all right, she a celebrity and she one of them just shorties that vlog and blog everything, like talk about her whole experience as like a Black woman being a model, this and that. She was talking about her pregnancy. She didn't even want to announce the baby.
Right.
And then she made that, they posted a picture of her holding the baby and it was dead. And like, she made a tweet like, I can't believe I'm going home about my baby. And they was just giving her hell. They was like, oh bitch, why you keep making these posts? You doing this shit for attention. That's right. I deactivated my Instagram, bro, because they really be dragging you. And it'd be a lot of drama and bullshit, bro.
You know how the social media world get.
Bro, they was giving her hell, bro.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Shout out for her loss.
That shit horrible.
It is.
You think you're about to have
feeling.
A baby and then your baby just died. That's definitely
that's
a bad
one
job.
Of the worst feelings. Because
they planned it out. You know, they got the money to take care of. It wasn't, they married and shit. They already got two kids. So, it's definitely a bad joint that our baby died. Like, my thoughts and prayers, whatever good energy go out to her. That's a bad joint.
It's something money can't buy that they can't get.
She'll give all the money for the baby back.
She would.
That's some foul-ass shit. And for niggas that was commenting on her and shit and giving her hell, like, come on, that bitch. I ain't call that bitch. Her baby just died. Like, come on, bro. We got to do better. Y'all was giving that shorty hell for no fucking reason, yo. No fucking reason at all. No, don't, bro. Let me see if there's anything else on the docket.
Let me think. Is there anything?
All right, I got one more question.
What's up?
Come and seen this a lot. Would you like, you know what OnlyFans is, right?
Yeah.
Would you, like, let's say you meet a bitch, you vibing with her.
Mm-hmm.
You feeling all crazy. Y'all going on dates. Coochie crazy, head fire. She know how to dress, smell all good. And she let you know, like, you like, damn, like, you got a nice little apartment. How you got this? She like, yo, I got OnlyFans. I upload videos, niggas hitting. Me masturbating. I make 10 grand a month. Is you gonna make her stop doing the OnlyFans? Or what? Are you still gonna fuck with her?
I think I probably still fuck with her.
That's still gonna be your girl?
Oh, yeah. I don't know about it. You know, we could be friends with benefits, you know what I'm saying?
No, but she wanna be your girl. She wanna take shit serious.
She wanna take it serious?
Yeah, you can buy them on tape, upload or whatever, but she wanna be just...
How much she make a month?
10 racks. 120 a year.
As long as I get the $999,000.
Yeah,
we cool.
You
gonna
finesse it for the whole what?
Yeah, hell yeah. Cause I offer more than that. We can offer more than that. So, you know what I'm saying.
You wildin', bro. Well, but truly tell me, if I bag a bitch on Instagram and I seen her join, it says OnlyFans on my Snapchat premium, I'm not talking to her. Cause from the rip, she don't got respect for herself. And then I feel like that pussy worn out. So like, that shit probably loose. Like, I'll be... I don't know, it's judgmental, but like, I wouldn't even want to fuck a bitch that had OnlyFans. That's like some digital prostitute shit. So I wouldn't even want to put my dick in there. I feel like
honestly, how I see it, that's an entrepreneur.
You know what I'm saying?
She's using her body to get where she want to go. She's using her mind
first and her body. You know what I'm saying?
She getting where she want to go.
You know what I'm saying? She not killing nobody. She doing what she doing. She helping. No. She helping everybody.
Not my wife.
She helping. You know what I'm saying?
Cause imagine y'all have a kid.
No. You say girl. You ain't say no wife.
Your girl turned into your wife eventually.
Nah. You need to bump that to 20. I need the 20 racks. The 20.
All right. So let's say she wanted, like, y'all fucking with each other for years now. She got OnlyFans. Y'all uploading videos.
Mm-hmm.
You get her knocked. How you gonna feel? Y'all about to have a daughter.
I get her knocked.
Yeah.
I think honestly.
Keep it G.
I think
that's why it's a bad joint, because you don't want to have a kid with you.
Well, if I got the kid, we just, you know what I'm saying? We about to go to Mars. So the kids, I'm telling my dad, we're going to go to Mars.
You going with Space Force?
All right, bro, we're going to go to Space Force.
No, my situation is like, what if my
life? That's not you really can do. Like, you know, people going to talk shit
about
regardless.
I want my little Ishmael to see the shit. You feel me? Like,
he
I want to
see it. He want to see
it. It's like, because you know Northwest, like, you know, Kanye and them daughter, whatever.
Yeah, they going to see everything.
Mommy, how you got famous? And she going to see Ray J slapping, come across her head with a dick. And it's like, I don't want my kids to see that. That's why I can't fuck with a bitch that's too Instagram famous or OnlyFans famous and that. Because I don't want my kid to see the mom getting all thrashed on and niggas busting nuts on her face and
but
shit.
But she, your daughter gonna see everything in life. So it's like, you just raise her better and be like, don't be like mommy. That's it. Because like the kids are gonna be surrounded and see everything else. You can't protect them. You just gotta influence them, you know what I'm saying, to the right direction. But you can count them racks and be like, all right, like, I'll take my daughter. We going to Mars. You know what I'm saying? Go to Namek.
We going to Namek. We getting money out here. Big Space Force shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Anything else on the docket, bro?
Nah, that's about it. I think that'll cover it
for right now. All right, I want to thank my guest again, my main man, Dell. Check out Love's Catering.
You know what I'm saying?
Also, he does meal plans, training, all types of fitness shit. Any shout outs, any project, anything you want to say, anything you're working on before we go?
Man, I want to shout out to V's Co. That's a clothing company. It's VEEZECO.com. You know what I'm saying? Quality. Our motto is be different. You know what I'm saying? Be you. Just be you. Like, life is good. It's too good. Enjoy the riches.
One more thing. As y'all seen, the format of the project on the podcast keep changing. I'm having guests now. A nigga just bought a couch from Raymore and
Flanagan. Leveling up. Keep
you know
watching. Saying?
Getting money out here. So keep watching. Just know everything keep changing. I have a new camera coming in. You know, big AK shit. Once again, shout out to everybody supporting. You can listen to Spotify, video feed on YouTube. We're going to keep pushing. I'm still dropping a podcast every fucking week. We're going to have a bunch of different guests. Y'all can send in suggestions, which y'all wanted me to talk about. And we're going to just keep going, baby. You already know. Big lump here shit. Black Outcast Podcast. Thank you for everybody for the love and support. Bye. We out.
We out. Play the summertime.
How long you think that was?
I think that was 40 minutes.
It was an hour.
It was an hour.
Mm-hmm. 1 hour and 3 minutes.